Heavenly Father, we once again give you thanks and praise for this celebration which reveals the amazing love your Son showed for us in laying his life down so that we could be unbound from the oppression and wickedness of sin and the devil. So we just thank you that this is Good Friday, even though it's filled with betrayal and violence and all kinds of emotional things. It's good because in the end, your love prevails over those realities. So we just pray now through the grace of the Holy Spirit that that would prevail in our lives, whatever difficulties we're going through. We truly come tonight to cast our cares upon you who cares for us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So over the years, I've developed little rituals that I do to enter into the experience of Triduum. Sometimes it's listening to certain songs. I have a playlist Easter morning that I'll be blaring out of the rectory windows. It's early in the morning, so hopefully I won't wake anyone up. But one of the things I always do on Good Friday is I watch a scene from the miniseries that came out in 1977. Some of you probably weren't even born in 1977, well, a few of you. But I don't know if you remember, it was called Jesus of Nazareth. It was a miniseries which ran about 7 hours, so they did it over multiple days. But I think I was in third grade or second grade when that came out, but I remember it. And there's one scene at the end where Jesus dies on the cross, which we just read about, and they turn to the family members that were there, Mary, his mother, and said, "Come on, take the body." So they take him off the cross, and she just runs over and grabs his lifeless body and just starts wailing. I mean, not crying, but just wailing like a wounded animal because she's so stricken with grief. And it reminded me of funerals I've done. I remember one funeral I did where a young man tragically took his life, and we were processing with the casket to the gravesite, and the mother just collapsed to the ground. It was raining too, like the scene that I watched today, and just started wailing and screaming. And you just kind of cut to the heart when those kind of things happen. I mean, what do you do, right? I just prayed, and the Lord just says, just let it happen. This is just part of life right now. And she's so hurting and grief-stricken. And I remember the feeling I had when I turned and left my dad's hospital room. Like somebody sucker-punched me, and I realized I'd never see him again, at least on this side of our journey of faith. Got to wait till the resurrection. And we know what that's like, that sorrow of losing somebody, not having them around. We all know what that's like. So Jesus came to share in that experience with us. He didn't bypass it or try to rescue us and snatch us away from all suffering and the reality of our fallen world and brokenness, but he came to transform it. He came to enter into it, to transform it, and make a way through it so that we don't become bitter and resentful, but it opens us up to be more sensitive and compassionate to the people around us. It's what we would call in our Catholic theology redemptive suffering. When we share in the sufferings of Christ, we also can share in comforting people through their own difficulties and afflictions, and it doesn't overwhelm us to the point where we just shut down and don't want to be here anymore. We see that God is most especially at work in suffering. As I always say, just look at a crucifix. Spend a few minutes looking at a crucifix. God was doing this incredible work of defeating the devil on that cross. And yes, it's hard to look at and to be drawn into, but remember that saying from Dr. Bob Schutz, the core of all sin is running away from suffering. The core of all sin is running away from suffering. Jesus didn't run away from it. He defeated it, but he had to take it on. And so that's why my soul is so troubled that, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. So we too have to be drawn into that. In the moments that we are suffering in life and having difficulties in your families, all the difficulties and tensions. A friend just called me today to announce that somebody in her family is getting divorced. I was part of the wedding years ago, and it's just, that's sad. They've got little kids, and they couldn't work out their differences, and that's so common nowadays, right? And the kids they really suffer with that. But in those situations, cast your cares upon him. He cares for you. He doesn't abandon us when that kind of stuff happens. He presses in all the more. That's how much he loves us. He wants to be part of our world. And so he's not afraid to come into our world and to confront the reality of hatred and violence. He wants to disarm that and break down the walls of hostility that we have between us. And the more we turn away from him, the more dysfunction we're going to have in our society and even in our church. So he is the way, the truth, and the life. And tonight we celebrate his undying love for each one of us. And I hope you feel that in your heart. If you're going through a difficult patch right now in life, he's close to you. ask the Holy Spirit to fan into flame your faith and say, Lord, be with me. This is really difficult, what I'm going through right now. I did that in my junior in high school, and you know what? It worked. I should say he worked. He came in. I said, I'm really having a hard time with a number of things in my life, my health, my aunt dying. He came in and totally duped me and brought something good out of something I thought was bad, and nothing good would ever come out of it. So we want him to dupe us tonight. When we think something is so bad and there's no meaning, he can bring meaning out of it. So we thank him for his undying love. I'll attempt now with my one cup of coffee day to say that in Spanish a little more succinctly. So este día es sobre el infinito amor del Señor por nosotros. El Señor quiere estar cerca de nosotros durante todas las experiencias de nuestras vidas, especialmente momentos de sufrimiento o dolor en nuestras vidas. En nosotros necesitamos durante estos tiempos simplemente, Señor, por favor, ayúdeme. Entra en mi corazón para entender esta situación. Es posible para mí recibir su consolación sobre consolar a una otra persona con la misma gracia de usted dame en este momento. Es muy importante para entender el Señor no entrar en el mundo para murmurar nuestros sufrimientos, pero para transformar estas experiencias. Es posible para nosotros dentro tiempos, dificultades, para experimentar la gracia y la paz del Señor en nuestras vidas. Es el don del martirio en nuestra Iglesia Católica. Durante un increíble, difícil tiempos, yo quiero ofrecer perdón. Esta persona estaba atormentándome. Perdón. Te amo porque el Señor me ama. Eso es muy importante para nosotros invitar a Jesucristo dentro de nuestro corazón esta noche y todos los días en todas las experiencias, porque Él quiere ayudar y transformar esas experiencias. En el fin capítulo es todo es bueno en el cielo, pero ahorita es jornada de fe con cosas buenas y cosas difíciles en nuestras vidas, pero el Señor es fiel en todas las situaciones. Amén. Sí.